పాదసేమున్న ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 6th క్యాంటో 2nd చాప్టర్
ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
సో మేము అజాంబిలో కాక్షణ దట్ ఈస్ ది గ్రేట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ నమ్ మహాత్మ డిస్క్రైబ్ ఇన్ దిస్ 6th కంటూ దిస్ 3 chapters, 1st to 3rd. So, as there was a discussion, a dialogue between these Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, Yamada was watching this thing, what will happen to him. Just like in the court.
Yes, sir.
Just like in the court. There is a discussion or competition for the court.
Arguments.
Arguments. Arguments between two lawyers, advocates. Similarly, here, the advocates of Yamaraj and the advocates of Vishnu, Bhagavan Vishnu, were arguing. So, the Yamantas, they said about the sinful activities of Ajamila. So they said that it is for these reasons that we are taking this sinful person Ajamila. You see, he is least. So much of sinful activities he has done. You see, there is an unending list. Chitrabuddha has prepared that list. So, they said, all this described how he was sinful. Then, the Yamadutas are thinking that, after hearing his sinful activities, perhaps the Vishnudas will let us take this sinful person. They are hoping like that. But, the Vishnudas, they said, in jajjada ajjati shreyaan itara stattat ihate sadat pramanam purte lokas tadan vartate. Just like in our third chapter 26-21, it is there. Similarly, jajjada ajjati sisters stattat ihate tadanam sadat pramanam purte lokas tadan vartate. Similar verse is here. Jajjada ajjati shreyaan. The mass people follow the example of a leader in society and imitate his behavior. They accept as evidence whatever the leader accepts. So they said, Vishnu said, Ayam hi krutanirbeso, janma kutya amsam api, jat vyajahar vivaso nama sustayan hare. The 6th canto, 2nd chapter, 37. That is, you are describing the sinful activities of this life, but even if he has done besides these sinful activities, for the last 1 crore or 1 billion lifetimes sinful activities, still then he has been atoned all these sinful activities. Ayangi Kruta Nirbeso. Ajamila has already atoned for all his sinful actions. Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayana. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense, and therefore he is now pure and eligible for liberation. That calling his son, youngest son, 10th son, who is 5 years old, His name was Narayana. So, by calling this name, this chanting this name, this is the name of the holy name of the Lord. So, he has been free from all sinful activities. So, the Yamadutas, they were astonished. There are so much discussions, we will cut short these things. So, the Yamadutas said that he was uttering the name of the Lord Narayana, that I knew, he heard it, but he didn't utter it directly referring to the Lord. He uttered that word referring to his son only. Then Vishnupada said that Sanketyam Pariyasam Stobam Haranameva Vaikuntanam Rahanam Asisa Agaharam Vidhu. Even if it is called Namabhasa, there are four types of Namabhasa. One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scriptures. This is Sanketya Pariyasa Stovam Chalananirva. Sanketya means indirectly indicating something. Pariyasa means jokingly. Chalanam Stovam means musical entertainment. And Chalan means neglectfully. So here Ajamila was uttering the name of the Lord referring to his son. So he got the benefit of this Namabhasa. Then the Vishnu Dhammadutta said, they didn't say all these things in that is not there in Bhagavatam, but Acharyas they find, they gave it in writing in Tika. That Dhammadutta was thinking that so the name of the Lord maybe he has chanted, but he didn't know that the name of the Lord he chanted indirectly or indicating something will have so much effect. So he didn't know that while uttering the name of the Lord. Then Vishnuta said that Jatha Gadam Gurjatamang Upajuktam Jadruchya Ajanantapi Atma Gunam Pujyan Mantra Api Udavatam. That is Jatha Gadam. Gadam means this medicine. If a person, your father was a doctor, he was giving some medicines, prescriptions. So, the diseased person, after taking this medicine, is cured of the disease. But he doesn't know how this medicine reacts inside his body, how he cures his disease. He doesn't know. But it doesn't matter. He simply has taken the medicine and he will be cured. Similarly, he said, if a person unaware of the effective potential of a certain medicine, takes that medicine or is forced to take it, it will act even without his knowledge because its potency doesn't depend on the patient's understanding. Similarly, even though one doesn't know the value of chanting the holy name of the Lord, if one chants knowingly or unknowingly, the chanting will be very effective. So here is another verse, very important verse, that is in, also found in Bhakti Samrita Sindhu, that is second chapter, text 17. Teistani adhani puyante tapadana pratadivi na dharmajang tadurudayam tadabhisangri sevaya. Although one may neutralize the reactions of sinful life through austerity, charity, bhoj and other such methods, these pious activities cannot uproot the material desires in one's heart. However, if one serves the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead, he is immediately freed from all such contaminations. So, in this way, there was so much dialogues and all these things. So, finally, the Yamadutas were forced to leave Ajamila. And it is said that Vishnudas caught the ropes of these Yamadutas.
So, this way,
Yes.
Yeah, Vishnu has caught the ropes of this Jamadutas, and Jamadutas were forced to go back to.
But they cut the ropes, huh?
Yeah, they cut the ropes. And that ropes were lying there. Jamadutas was thinking whether it was a dream or it was real. He was thinking like that. So, it will describe in the third chapter. So, the last verse of this second chapter is very important verse. That Miyamano Haranama Gruhan Putra Pucharitam Ajamaropi Agadhama Kimusa Sudhaya Gunan. Miyamano, meaning at the deathbed, Miyamano. Haranama, this Ajamala uttered the name of the Lord Hari. Grunan Putra Pacharitam, indicating his son, Putra. Ajamalopi, Ajamalopi means, even Ajamala means he has committed so many sinful activities. That's why api sabdai, api word is used, Ajamalopi. Agad Dhamma, he got the spiritual planet. Kimuta Sadhaya Gunan. What to speak of those who chant it with the Shraddha or faith? He has no faith. Ashraddha. Ashraddha avatam tattam tapas taptam kutam kredat asaditya chatrapakta natat pratya na iya. In the 17th chapter, last verse, Bhagavad Gita, it is said. If one does all these jagya, dana, tapas, all these things in Ashraddha, without faith, then you will not get any result. But this name of the Lord is so important that Jamila, even if he did it with Ashraddha, without faith, but he attained the spiritual world. So here the acharyas, they give a very nice purport that Jamila was at the time of death. Was at the deathbed. But still then he got the spiritual world. And we are now living. We are not at deathbed, we are living. So what result we will get, you can imagine. Then, Ajamila uttered the name of the Lord, indicating his son. So if we utter the name of the Lord directly indicating Hari, then what result we will get?
Yes.
Then third thing is, Ajamilopi. Ajamilopi means he was doing so many sinful activities. So if you refrain from sinful activities and chant the name of the Lord, so what result you will get? Anyway. Then fourth point is that he didn't do it with his Shraddha. So if we do it, chant the name of the Lord while we are living and directly indicating the Lord, and free from all these sinful activities, and with faith, Shraddha. So what result we can get? Kimuta Shraddha. Kimuta, this Sanskrit word is very important. Kimuta. That is Kamutika Nyaya. Kimuta, what to speak? This Ajamila was in so much impediments, still then he got this spiritual word. So what to speak of the others, those who chant the name of the Lord while living, and also while directly referring to the Lord, and being free from the spiritual activity, and with faith. So this is the last verse of the second canto. So, Parikshit Maharaj wanted to know, actually, after this point, what happened, that the Jamadutas went away, and Ajamila was thinking what will be his fate, whether Jamadutas will take me to their planet, or Vishnudas will take me to their planet, I will be delivered, or I will be again in this hellish planet. He was thinking like that. So when he saw that actually this rope was caught and the Jamadutas went away, so Ajamila got life. So he wanted, he paid his obeisances to the Vishnu, the messengers of Vishnu, and he wanted to glorify them. But when he woke up, he found them
not there.
They vanished. So the Vishnu Dasas went away, then Ajamila got the life, and he is very much repenting for his sinful activities. So he left his house and went to Haridwar, and there he chanted the name of the Lord, and then finally one aeroplane came, Vimana. One came from the spiritual world, and he went through that airplane to the spiritual world. Agadhama. Agadhama means he got the spiritual world. So, here, after hearing all these things, it was stated in the second chapter. So, the third chapter, Parikshit Maharaj asked that what happened to those Yamadutas. So, Sukadeva Goswami said that Yamadutas, they went to their Yamas, to the planet of their master, the Yamaraj. It is Sanjeevani Puri or something like that, Sanjeevani Puri, where this Yamaraj is staying. So they said they went to Yamaraj, and they were very angry, because it is the first time in their life that they have been thwarted by somebody, some other persons. They have not made such incidents before. So they were somewhat angry on Yamaraj. So Yamaraj, they did Acharya said that they didn't even pay obeisances to Yamaraj. So Yamaraj was very much astonished. What? These messengers are behaving in this way? So they asked directly to this question, Yamaraj. Kati santi, very angrily. Kati santi has sastaro, jivar lokasya vai prabhu, trevidang bhavata karma, purvata karma, phadavi vyakti hatava. Meditated in 14th chapter. That how many rulers are there?
Controllers.
Fourth verse. Kati santiha sastara. Jamadutas said, our dear Lord, how many controllers of rulers or rulers are there in this material world? How many kajas are responsible for manifesting the various results of activities performed under the three modes of material nature? Satyaguna, Rajaguna and Tamaguna. So they were very much
embarrassed and
for the first time in their life they thought that Yamaraj is the all-in Lord, the Supreme Lord. Generally we don't know who is the Supreme Lord unless one is blessed by the Lord or his devotees. One cannot understand who is the Supreme Lord. One cannot understand. Prabhupada Maharaj says in one purport of Srimad Bhagavatam verse, it is in 10th canto, 10th chapter, something like that. So here Yamaraj answers the questions. In 18th verse it says, Yamaraj says, Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani Durdarsa Lingani Mahadbhutani Rakhyanti Tadbhakti Matha Prebhyo Matasya Matya Natasarvatasya. Yamaraj asked, why are you asking this question? What happened? What happened? You would have been killed there. You have sent us to bring this Ajamila. Some four persons came. And because Ajamila, while we are taking this, inner body, he uttered the name of Lord Narayana, and immediately four persons came, very beautiful persons, having four hands with, and they parted us, they debarred us from taking the life, and if we have denied them, or we have defied them, they would have killed us. So Yamaraj said, and Yamaraj understood, oh, they are the messengers of my Lord, Yama, Vishnu, my Lord. So he said, oh messengers, oh my sons, see, Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani, the other carriers of Lord Vishnu, who are worshipped even by the demigods, possess wonderful bodily features, exactly like those of Vishnu, and are very rarely seen. The Vishnu Sutras protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from envious persons, and even from my jurisdiction, as well as from natural disturbances. So in this way, we were saying, Yamaraj uttered these things, Yamaraj said. Yamaraj said that you see, my son, this dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Na ve vidur sayo napi deva. Na siddha mukhya asura manusya kutonu vidya sarcharana daya. Well, in your high school or college career, did you read this history?
Yes.
There is, when Aquarius Wren, you might be knowing that there was, he created one religion, or whatever he created, right, wrote one religion, religious book, called Din Ilahi. You know?
Din Ilahi.
And it was said that this religion failed. Din Ilahi, Din Ilahi. Muslim, he incorporated Muslim principles and Hindu principles are like that, and he created this religion that is called Din Ilahi. So we are reading that and we are answering why this Din Ilahi, this religion failed. But actually here the answer is there. Dharmam to sakshat bhagavat pranitam. It cannot be created by any other person other than the Lord. Bhagavat pranitam. It is in 19th chapter. Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although fully situated in the mode of goodness, even the great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles. Nor can the demigods or the leaders of Siddhaloka, to say nothing of the asuras, ordinary human beings, vidyadharas and charanas. So then we are thinking, then who knows this dharma? Then they didn't ask this question. That was in their heart, so the Maharaj could read it. So he answered that question, that Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Balir, Vyasaki, Bhayam, Dvadasaiti, Bijanima, Dharmam, Bhagavatam, Bhatta, Guhyam, Vishuddham, Durvadham, Jagyanta, Amrutam, Asmati. 20 and 21. That is, these brothers, these 12 persons are Mahajanas. They know this dharma.
Okay, including Yamaraj.
Yeah, Yamaraj. Bayam. Bayam. We. Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narada, Lord Shiva, the poor Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devoti, Swayambhu Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bari Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, and I myself know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavad Dharma, our surrender unto the Supreme Lord and love for Him, is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. It is very confidential and difficult for ordinary human beings to understand. But if by chance one fortunately understands it, he is immediately liberated, and thus he returns home back to Godhead. So, he said, that you see, I didn't give you the highest principle of Veda. I told you, I instructed you only the lower principles of Veda, Trigunya Vishaya Veda. But the highest principle I am telling you for you, to you today. So you remember these things. That etavaneva lokasmin punsa dharma parasmuta bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama prahana divi. Devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. That is Paro Dharma. That is the highest dharma. That is Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati, to be associated with the Lord in devotional service. And that devotional service, among these there are 9 processes, 9 limbs of bhakti. And the most important is Tannama, the name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. They So they heard about this Bhagavad Dharma from Vishnu Dutas. Now Swayam Dharmaraj is also telling about this thing. So there perhaps our service will be terminated. The someone stands with them, Sankhetya Pariyasam, Sova Gyalama, in this way so many things are there. So maybe so our service will no longer be required. You know, they were thinking like that. So Dharmaraj said, you see, Tan anayadham asato vimukhan mukundo padarabhinda makaranda rasada dastram niskinchanai paramansa kulaira sangai yushtad vre niravat panibadda krishna. You see, for my sons, there are very much, so many sinful persons, you will bring them. Whom you will bring? Tan anayadham. You will bring those persons whom you will not bring. I will tell first. I am telling whom you will bring from this time onward, from today onward. The paramahansas are exalted persons who have no taste for material enjoyment and who drink the honey of the Lord's lotus feet. My dear servants, bring to me for punishment only persons who are averse to the taste of that honey, who do not associate with paramahansas and who are attached to family life and worldly enjoyment which form the path to hell. So this Dharmaraj and the messengers, they were thinking that how we can find out those persons. Now you see, jivana bhakti bhagavat guna namadheyam chetastana smarati tacharana arabindam krishnayano namati jachiray kadapi tananyadham asato akruta vishnu kutyan. My dear servants, please bring to me only those sinful persons who do not use their tongues to chant the holy name and qualities of Krishna. Jiva. So they were thinking that those persons who are having no tongue, what should we do? They are thinking like that. So the Maharaj says, whose hearts do not remember the lotus feet of Krishna even once, Ketastana smarati tacharanarvindam. Even if they have no deep tongue, they cannot utter anything. Till then, they must be thinking something. So those who do not think of the lotus feet of the Lord, or remember the lotus feet of the Lord, you bring them. And whose heads do not bow down even once before Lord Krishna, you bring them. Send me those who do not perform their duties toward Vishnu, which are the only duties in human life. Please bring me all such fools and rascals. In this way, he said, and now the Sukadeva Goswami finally gives his opinion. Natasma Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagan Mangala Mansa Matamapi Kaurabhyam Vidhi Aikantika Niskrishim. Sukadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtan movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this so that others will take it seriously. So, this incident, Ajamila, is it an actual fact or it is an imaginary thing? One may be thinking. So, Sukadeva Goswami says that itihasam imam puranam. This is not mythology, this is history. Itihasam imam guhyam bhagavan kumbha sambhava kathayamasa malaya asinu hari archayan. When the great sage Agastya, the son of Kumbha, was residing in the Malaya hills and worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I approached him and he explained to me this confidential history. While he was worshipping the Lord, he was narrating this first times of the Lord, referring to Ayamra. The name is so much effective. So, here ends this third chapter. We have recited only those important verses. So, from tomorrow we will start this fourth chapter onwards. जय श्री भागवतम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद महाराज की जय श्री गुरुदेव की जय गुरु वैष्णव की जय गौर परमानंद हरि हरि बोल।